Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you've just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to get smarter, too, because our good buddy Chuck Martin's back on the show. Chuck is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the guy who wrote the book called Smarts. That's right, and that's how we get smarter, because we got the guy who wrote the book on smarts here. Also, Tough Management, which was one of my favorite books of his. And then, of course, the new book that's just out, Work Your Strengths. Chuck Martin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here, Jim. How are you doing?
Good to have you back. Hey, Chuck, you are constantly doing research. Your life is in the world of reaching out to the marketplace, reaching out to people, reaching out to institutions, organizations, and polling them on what's going on out there. Everything you do has got some kind of science behind it.
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
And I congratulate you on that. We need people like you. And I love reporting on the things that you say, because that makes me look a little smarter. You know, I tell people that I'm not a researcher. I'm a journalist. I don't have to get it right. I just have to get it close. But you help us get it right. And recently you've been doing some research over the last couple of years, I should say, on careers, haven't you? On the application of ourselves to the right careers. And that's what this new book's about, isn't it?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. When we started Work Your Strength, we just finished Smarts, and we looked at it. And Smarts, of course, was about these cognitive functions that everybody is born with, basically their strengths and weaknesses. And what we wanted to find out was, people in business who are high performers, do they have any characteristics that are the same, or are they different from everybody else? So over the course of 2 years, we have an instrument that takes, it's a series of questions people answer, and it tells us what their strengths and weaknesses are. And these are strengths and weaknesses like time management, organization, flexibility, planning, prioritization, etc. And there are 12 of these, what are called executive skills. Now, it's a terrible name. They're called executive skills mainly because psychologists refer to the brain as the central executive.
Right.
It has nothing to do with skills of executives.
Right.
But they help people how they execute tasks at work every day. And over 2 years, we had 113 researchers work on this for these 2 years.
Wow.
And we determined that there are, in fact, similarities by industry, by department title, by job function, by male, female, by almost any way you can look at it. And that's what Work Your Strengths is about. It has the results of that two-year study. And essentially, the idea is that you look at this and you can see what your strengths are, and you see where are people successful who have the same strengths as yours.
Let's begin, Chuck, with where the pain is, the reason why this kind of research even needs to be conducted in the first place.
Well, ultimately, a lot of people are in the wrong job.
What do we know about that?
Well, we know that when people get into this is what we found. We found that employees, managers, and executives, which are all three different categories, obviously, across industries, have different strengths required.
Mm-hmm.
And what this means is that you could be an employee and you're doing really, really well. And then you get, because you're doing really well, you get promoted to the next thing.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you're not doing really, really well. And the boss says, well, the person couldn't handle the new job.
So just because somebody demonstrates leadership in one position doesn't mean that leadership will transfer to the next position.
Well, that's right. And there's nothing wrong with the person. What happens is the positions may require different strength than what that person has.
But what do we know, Chuck, about the percentages? I mean, what have you learned about how many people are misapplied in their professions?
Well, when we looked at the characteristics of high performers, we looked at what percentage of people had which skills, and we found very, very high percentages of the same. For example, in information technology, if one of your 12 executive skills is a weakness of what's called planning prioritization, mm-hmm. which is the ability to sequence things, and again, this is how you're born. It has nothing mm-hmm. to do with what you learn. If that's one of your weaknesses, your probability of becoming a high performer in IT is only about 5%, which means that's something you really should avoid. That's not a career for you.
So what you're saying is that how we're wired is knowable, and by determining that, we can know in which quadrant of the marketplace to go in.
That's exactly
maybe
correct.
Not an exact position, but the quadrant. For example, if you're maybe you don't. You're not going to be a doctor, but you need to be in the medical quadrant, so to speak. Hold on to that thought. Chuck Martin and I will be right back, folks. The new book is called Work Your Strengths. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure. I continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Chuck Martin back on the show. Chuck's new book called Work Your Strengths, a scientific process to identify your skills and match them to the best career for you. Chuck is the co-author along with Richard Guare and Peg Dawson. They were also co-authors with him in the book Smarts. And so that book's just now being shipped to stores, isn't it, Chuck?
Yes, it is, and it's shipping by Amazon right now.
All right, so folks, you can check that out at your bookstores, at Amazon, any of the online stores. And Work Your Strengths by Chuck Martin and the other two. And we're glad to have, thank you for letting us launch your book, Chuck. You've done this before.
Yes, I have, actually.
We always like doing that, and it's one of the pleasures that we get. Chuck, we're talking about, when we went to the break, I was talking about the fact that you've determined that how you are wired for the aptitude of certain things to be successful in certain areas is actually knowable, and at least enough to tell you to go in the northwest quadrant of the marketplace as opposed to the southeast quadrant of the marketplace.
That's exactly right. This is what happens is when people are born, their brain has certain things in it, just like your height. Like you're not 5'8" when you're born,
right?
But it can be determined. That's roughly how tall you're going to be,
right?
The brain is pretty much the same way, and this is based on 40 years of neuroscience brain research. So this is not my theory. We just took what was known in clinical psychology,
right,
and looked at it for business. Well, these skills develop. And by early adulthood, they're pretty much done, just like your height is done, and
right,
you're left or right-handed. And what happens is people, once they know what their strengths are, if they steer themselves into positions that require their strengths, those jobs will be very natural for them. And they typically will do very well at it because the skills match the skills of the job.
So, let me ask you a question. Is it possible to determine your aptitude for entrepreneurship? Do the same thing.
Yes, which is why, and you know this better than anyone, someone who starts a company is typically not the same person who would likely successfully run a company.
Right, right.
It's a different.
Happens a lot. Yeah, because here's the thing, and I've said this a million times, and you have too, Chuck. There are two issues. There are two universes in your business. One is the industry that you're in, and you may be an expert in that industry, and the other is the management of that business, which would be the same kind of discipline, same kind of tools and skills that are required for this business or that business.
Yes, but this is, again, this is neurological. For example, if someone needs to be strong in goal-directed persistence, which means they can keep their eye on the ball and they're very natural at that.
Right.
Well, if you look at, of all people strong in goal-directed persistence, which is what we did, and then we we weighted this and did all the things you're supposed to do mathematically. If you look at it, 50% of the people, of all people, high performers, who are strong in goal-directed persistence, 50% are either CFO, CEO, or director level.
Right.
So if you are weak in goal-directed persistence, your probability of being CFO or CEO is relatively low.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, again, it's not bad.
You have to be this is connected to being a self-starter?
Well, this has to do with that your brain actually figures out what is the long-term goal,
right,
and that goal always stays front of mind,
mm-hmm,
for you. So you might be, for example, you might be weak at time management, and you might be weak at task initiation, which a lot of executives are.
Right.
So you don't start it on time, but your brain actually knows what's the drop-dead time is going to be required to start this to finish it on time.
Right.
And it does that. So
it is possible then to know that regardless of what industry you're in, regardless of what business you've decided to start, it's possible to know whether you're going to be a good manager of that business.
Absolutely.
That's what I was talking about a minute ago, is it doesn't matter what you know about an industry, how long you've lived in an industry. If you don't have certain, if you aren't wired a certain way, if you decide to start your own business, there's no guarantee that you'll be successful just because you know that industry.
That is absolutely correct. For example, here's another way to look at it, because sometimes you have to go through something that's not going to be easy for you to get to the next thing as you're going through your career.
Right.
So if you are, for example, if you're a sales employee and you ultimately want to be in sales your whole career and you want to be a sales executive, well, we can show what the difference between a sales employee and a sales executive. A lot of the skills are the same, but there's one that's different for sales managers.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is, if you're an executive, like say you're a small business owner, and you're going to promote someone to a manager and ultimately to an executive, you can know in advance, well, you're going to make this person manager, but they're going to have a tough time with these specific things, and I've got to help them with that as they get over that to moving to executive, because when they're executive, they're actually going to be a really good fit.
And when I turn to your book, I find the answer to these questions in your book, don't I?
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually looked at every level of employee, executive, employee, manager, and executive to see where the skills were the same and where
response,
they were different.
Response, inhibition, memory, working memory, emotional control, sustained attention, task initiation, et cetera, et cetera. So I can look at these things. And by the way, there's several chapters and subsections of these chapters, folks. Your table of contents does an excellent job of spreading that out. We're going to come back with Chuck Martin right after these messages, folks. More to come. Stay with us. 10 till.
Dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone. Know that life is a gamble all along.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Chuck Martin is our guest. His new book is called Work Your Strengths, co-authored by Richard Guare and Peg Dawson as well. Chuck, give us the website. Tell us how we can find you and where we can find the book.
You can find me and the book at NFI, like Net Future Institute, nfiresearch.com.
All right.
And when you get the book, there's also an address in the book, a web address in the book, where for free, for one time, you can go do the profile and find your own strengths and weaknesses.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It only takes
appreciate
10 minutes.
That. Thank you very much, folks. Be sure to check that out and take that test. Okay, so what we're talking about is this book is designed to help people understand where their strengths, their weaknesses are, what quadrant of the marketplace they should go into. It will help them understand if I've got a salesperson, or if I've got a manager somewhere, and I want to promote them to be an executive, one of the officers of the company, I can learn from this book about a little bit about what the possibility of success will be with that person.
That's absolutely correct, and we did it. We broke it down by a lot of categories. So we looked at information technology, at operations, at administrative jobs, at customer service.
Applied 40, 50 years of research of the brain's behavior to actual marketplace results. And compile that information. That's what this is all about.
Yes, we actually now have the world's largest database of cognitive characteristics of high-performing people in business. We had thousands of people who did this, and hundreds of companies around the world, small businesses, large businesses. We can actually break it down. I haven't done it here, but we actually break down small business versus large business, which
right.
maybe we ought to do sometime for your show.
I'd like that very much. What do you think would what do you think would be the differences?
Well, we looked. I'll give you one example. We looked at nonprofits and then for profits, and we thought there was been a huge difference in
right.
characteristics. They were identical.
Characteristics of the leaders.
Brains in certain jobs.
Yeah.
We actually don't look at it as people in jobs. We look at it as brains in jobs.
Ah.
So in school, because I teach marketing research at the university here, and when on the first day of class, we have all the students do these profiles, and then we base teams on strength. So we'll say, okay, I need an organization here, I need a time management here, I need a goal director. So we don't look at it as personalities. We just look at who's an organization. They raise their hand, okay, here, each one of you go to a different team. And at the end of the semester, every team says it's the best team they've ever been on.
Right.
Because no one has to deal with their weaknesses because somebody else covers it.
Right. Imagine what the marketplace would look like if everybody was focused on was focusing on the things that they were strong at. Are there would there be imbalances if that happened, Chuck? Would there be imbalances where it'd be a lot more people over in this side, not as many people over on that side?
No, because it turns out, and we found this through the study that there's a seat for every brain.
Sort of the way my dad used to say. Go ahead.
that someone can look at a job that they're not successful, especially in this economy. I mean, a lot of people have lost jobs. This is the time to look at this and say,
no
okay,
kidding.
Now where's a better spot for my brain?
Yeah.
And the probability of success then is very, very high because the tasks that the job requires will be very natural for how the person was born.
Well, here's why this is so appropriate for right now, Chuck. We got a lot of people who are unemployed, and the job that they used to have doesn't exist anymore, or they'll never go back to that job. And they know their future lies somewhere else. This is a time to find out where's the best place to be.
That's exactly right. The other side of that is the people who are in jobs who they didn't lose their job, they got more work as other jobs went away. Because as you know, the jobs go
right.
away, but the work doesn't.
Right.
So all of a sudden, they were in a job that was perfectly suited for them. They now have all these duties that don't match their brain, and all of a sudden, their job is harder for them. Because if you have something that plays to your weakness, it's what's called an effortful task. It's just really hard. And when you're under stress, which everybody is at work today, your weakest skills fail first.
So if I want to apply this to, I've got about 30 seconds left. If I want to apply this to hiring my next person, I need to be very honest with myself about what that task involves. And then find a person who measures high in that area.
That's exactly right. And then you look for what's that person's career path likely in my business, and how are they going to fit along this path?
Folks, the good news is, the bad news is, it's a little bit of extra work over the way you normally hire people. The good news is the information and the tools are here to help you do it a lot easier and a lot painlessly. Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Chuck Martin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. The new book, just out now, Work Your Strengths, by Chuck Martin and the other two co-authors. I'm going to go through this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.